Our 30th president, John Calvin Coolidge, once said this: if good men don't hold office, bad men will. And yet we find that many times many Christians avoid politics or the law profession, etc., because it's supposedly too worldly. And it is, maybe in some cases. But there's a new effort by the group Christians Engaged to encourage believers to, quote, leave the church building and take the plunge into public service to fill the leadership vacuum, end quote. There's even an 8-session video curriculum entitled Salt and Light, How to Impact Our Local Communities. Bunny Pounds is the founder and president of Christians Engaged, which is based in Texas. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point, and we welcome back to the program Bunny. Thank you, Bunny, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, Jerry, great to be with you. It was so good to talk to you before the midterm elections, and now we're in the kind of off year, but it's really never an off year for the body of Christ.
Okay, and so what exactly is Christians Engaged? And by the way, the reference to the midterms, you and I spoke before them, and now here we are several months later. But tell us, what is Christians Engaged?
Christians Engaged is a discipleship ministry with an activation component. We help bring practical, political, and civic engagement education for Christians that want to do something for America and to do it from a faith perspective, really in the right spirit. So our heart is to teach Christians about prayer, voting, and engagement. We do that two ways, Jerry. We have built the only 501c3 get out the vote system for the church, so any Christian around the country can take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage, that they're willing to pray for 5 minutes a week for their nation. They want to vote in every election, and they want to impact their nation through civic education or involvement. They can take that pledge at christiansengaged.org, and they're going to get lessons on prayer every week. They're going to get voting reminders around every election, including their local elections and their primaries. And they're going to get all of our curriculum and our free resources to help them engage for the wellness of their city.
Okay, what do you mean by the leadership vacuum? What are you referring there? And what is your goal to see Christians Engaged help, you know, solve that issue?
Well, I believe there is a leadership vacuum. We don't have a leadership vacuum in the church, but we do when it comes to people in the church not going outside the walls of the church and engaging in their community. Sometimes it's a scary thing for people to think about going into their chamber of commerce or their homeowners association or their Rotary Club, or to get engaged with their city council members or their county government. And so we want to demystify everything, Jerry. We want to help as political professionals that have been doing this in county, school board, city government, federal government, state government for decades, to kind of bring practical education for people so they can really take their prayers to the Lord and become prayer in their community by engaging, getting to know people, networking, getting involved with the Chamber of Commerce, and maybe even running for a political office in their city and community.
Can you give me some stories? Tell me some encouraging examples where you trained somebody, they didn't know what they were doing, but by God's grace, you were able to show them, and then they ran for school office or school board or whatever, and then they, you know, it changed things.
Well, this product is really new. We just released this 8-hour curriculum in December, but we, for the last 2 years, have been taking people through our on-ramp to civic engagement seminar, which is another product that we have. We had a young woman in Tarrant County that's come to our conferences and taken our on-ramp to civic engagement seminar. She ran as an African-American for school board in Tarrant County in Fort Worth, which is a very purple district in Texas. It's one of the hotbeds of political activity in our state, in Texas. And she is now working as one of the main government affairs person for Texas Values, fighting for pro-family legislation in Austin. Though she came up short in that race, God used that race to empower her to do something more for her state in a more statewide level. We've had two or three others run for Congress, run for state rep. But we want to empower Christians to not just run for office, but to think about how they can be leaders for pro-family legislation, for the pro-life issue, for solid fiscal conservatism, whatever it is, whatever the issue is that relates to their biblical values that they can impact their community on, we want to empower them to do that.
Okay, can you tell me a little bit about your own personal journey in the sense of, were you always this active as a Christian as far as politics and so forth? And if not, what changed you? And then what has God shown you in your life, in your opinion, you know, as you try to obey him to be salt and light in this culture?
Yeah, Jerry. Well, I started as a homeschooling mom. I was 28 years old and got involved going to my first state convention for a particular political party. I testified in front of a platform committee on a school choice issue. And really just got hooked. I got hooked with the idea that myself as a young mom of two young boys could have a voice for our nation and could actually change our state platform for our political party. That led me going back to Dallas Baptist University and finishing a degree 3.5 years later in political science. And I landed a job with a U.S. congressman named Jeb Hensarling, who became in the years ahead the financial services chairman in the U.S. House. I served that member of Congress for 10 years, and then I launched my own consulting firm and became one of the largest GOP consulting firms in Texas from 2015 and 2018. We were helping really strong conservative Christian candidates run for office on a county, state, and federal level. And then I kind of affectionately say I blew up my life in 2018 and ran for my boss's seat for Congress. We couldn't find a candidate to run. So when I'm talking about there is not a bench of leadership, the fact that I had to run for Congress as a staffer is a sheer sign that we don't have a bench of leadership sometimes in our communities. And so I lost that runoff in 2018 by a couple thousand votes out of 33,000 votes. It was really close. But God used that in my life to compel me to go back to the church and say, church, it is time for us to get involved and get outside the walls of our churches and impact our communities and to build a bench of leadership that can impact our city, state, and nation.
Now, I will say this. Sometimes we get pretty disappointed where people will, let's say, seemingly good candidates, they'll run for office, they'll even win, they'll go to D.C., and then instead of trying to change D.C., or maybe they did try initially, but it seems that D.C. changes them, and then, you know, they just vote for more big government and tearing down of Christian values and, you know, values of people of goodwill around the country. So is there something in the water in D.C. or something? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I call it, Jerry, the darkest place on the planet. I'm writing a book right now called Jesus in Politics, One Woman's Walk with God in a Mudslinging Profession. But I talk about the idea that there are these hot spots of darkness in our nation. But we really have to be go back to the place of prayer and walking in intimacy with Jesus and knowing his word. That's the only thing that's going to protect us in our culture right now. And so above everything else, Christians Engage wants to empower Christians that have a heart for America or their state, or they really want to see a change on an issue. We want to help them walk with God and fulfill the call of God on their life as it relates to this issue. But as you just articulated so well, Jerry, we cannot just be the ones that run and then change. We have to be Christians that are in it for the long term and endure to the end and endure making sure that our integrity and our character is protected, but we have to be grounded in the Word of God above everything else. And that's what we're trying to do with all of our biblical content as well.
Now, you say that you began them, for you, in a sense, the germ, the gem, the seed of this whole thing began when you, as a young 28-year-old mom, you were homeschooling your children. So homeschooling was kind of like the beginning of this whole thing for you. The homeschool movement actually grew a lot, did it not, during COVID? And I think the homeschool movement is one of the bright spots in America because there have been a lot of people who've joined there. Now, I've also heard from some people who've warned that, you know, we need to be careful to make sure that the curriculum doesn't get corrupted. But talk about the homeschool movement, because I think there's a lot of hope for that if it continues to steer in overall the right direction?
Absolutely, Jerry. And my kids, you know, we kind of had to feel that out as a family. One season we homeschooled, one season they went to Assembly of God school, one season they went to a Seventh-day Adventist school. I mean, we had to try to figure out, it's the big crisis that most families are in right now. How do we educate our children? And how do we maintain a Christian worldview in their life and thoughts? And it really comes down to the responsibility of parents, Jerry. We have to take ownership over our own lives. We have to be ones, people of prayer, people that are not going to sacrifice our time with the Lord on the altar of convenience and culture. We have to be ones that have read the Bible and continue to read the Bible every day and teach our students and our children. They learn more through watching our life, even in our weaknesses and our failures, than they will ever learn, even in a school setting. But homeschooling is such a great model to be able to allow parents and grandparents, really, to implant the values that they feel are important in their children. Because once they're 18, as I know now, I have two adult children, they have families of their own. I mean, once they're 18 and 20 and they're out of the house, you know, you can still speak into their life, but you're really limited. So it's important that we teach our children and that we realize that regardless of how hard it is and what we have to sacrifice to do that, that we as families take that responsibility seriously.
Okay, now you have developed a curriculum and it's called Salt and Light. It's eight different parts. I'm assuming this is all based on the Bible, of course. I mean, even the phrase salt and light comes directly from Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount. Give us an example or two beyond that one example of salt and light of how the Bible is the fountainhead, of all this curriculum that you teach. In other words, give us a couple of passages that you try to apply to modern America effectively.
Well, one of them is in the book of Proverbs, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. The reality is when people that follow God, that live with a Christian worldview are in authority, there's actually a direct reflection of the citizens, and it actually affects us. You know, when people that are wicked, that are not following the law of the Lord, are in authority, we can actually feel that in our spirit, our soul, and even our bodies. And so there's a direct relationship. We see that when we look at socialistic communist nations, when we look at North Korea and Iran right now, that are not, you know, formed around biblical values. The tyranny and the anti-freedom that is in those places. And so the Bible is a book of liberty. So we talk in this curriculum about the theology of loving your city, the theology of understanding how faith should impact our public policy positions, even in our city government. We talk about the relationship of loving our neighbor. We talk about how liberty starts local, that freedom and liberty really starts at a local level. And then we give people practical education, understanding their county government, city government explained, school boards and education. I actually teach a whole hour, Jerry, class number 7, on how to run a local campaign if someone feels called to really impact their community on that level.
All right. Just so you know, we have half a minute left. Half a minute left.
In civic groups.
We have half a minute left. Go ahead.
Then we talk about how to impact our local communities on a civic engagement level, even in our organizations.
Well, sounds like a great curriculum. All right. Well, thank you very much. How do people get more information on this? ChristiansEngage.org?
ChristiansEngage.org, go to the classes page and they can sign up for any of our classes for just $29 for their family, and we can impact their local churches and even their areas with free curriculum. They can reach out to us for that.
Bunny Pounds of Christians Engage. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you so much, Jerry.